Bay Radio, where all the active content is compliant, even when the host is obstreperous. Now, here's Griff.
Whatever that means, this segment is brought to you by Bubble Fast, a family-owned business providing quality shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. Oh, social media. You've heard that phrase bandied about. Social media marketing is a fact of life for e-commerce sellers. But, you know, if you're going to do it, you have to do it right and keep up with the latest trends. Well, that's not going to be difficult, because here now with her take on those trends is social media influencer and futurist Marcia Collier. She's the author of the best-selling eBay and Social Media for Dummies series, and she's known on eBay as top-rated seller Marcia underscore C. Marcia, before we talk trends, let's do a little dishing.
Yeah.
Netflix.
Yeah, yeah. Dish, how's your active content, baby?
Oh, it's been inactive for years, but let's
not go.
What
is your active content wearing?
It's nothing that a little medication can't fix.
I don't know. I had a great video of Beverly Hillbillies in my listing. I thought it was fabulous.
Oh, great. Netflix new show, Girl Boss, features an eBay seller. What
Have
parts
you seen
of her
it?
Portrayal? I've seen a bit of it. Yeah. What parts of her portrayal do you think they got right?
Well, the parts that they got right is she stocked her store. She went out and she searched, and she went from hither and yon. Right? I mean, she was looking for merchandise everywhere. The important thing is to have your store stocked and to be sure you sell. She also ended up paying somebody to help her.
Yeah.
Because when you're running a store and it's growing and you're shipping 10 items a day, you need help. You need somebody to help you organize, and because you have to keep getting new merchandise in. Unfortunately, you know, you can't, don't be spending your money on things like parties and fancy offices. The better you can keep your economy in your business, in any business, but especially in e-commerce business, because you never know. You may hit a skid point where your merchandise isn't selling, and you need that nest egg of money in your business to keep you going. But so, then you can always put up make offers to unload merchandise.
That's true. You've taught us a lot about that through the years. So this getting back, I have not seen it yet. Girl Boss. I don't know why, but I just, we're watching
She's
other things
lately. She's not very likable, I have to tell you.
Well, what parts did they get wrong?
What did they get wrong? Well, she peed away money like it was nobody's business. And the actual fact, because it's a semi-true story of Sophia Omoroso, and the problem is she abandoned her business to somebody else who didn't have the passion.
Oh.
And turned herself into the brand. Now, I get it. She wanted to be famous. But that doesn't make a successful business. If you want a successful business, your business needs to be your passion. Every time you wrap a piece of clothing up in tissue paper and put a sticker on it, it has to make you feel good. And that's what she was missing. She didn't continue the passion in real life.
The hands-on, too, right?
Right. You always have to be hands-on, even in the biggest businesses. And I'm sure heads of major e-commerce companies are out there taking a look at the shipping process, seeing how it's done, and talking to people and finding out where customer complaints are coming from, because customer complaints can teach you great lessons.
So you think that they didn't make her very likable?
No. When you see the show, you're going to get kind of...
You know what? John and I'll watch it this weekend.
It's kind of cute, though. And she did learn from my book, and she did put that in her book. She started with Starting an eBay Business for Dummies, the 2006 edition, which she shoplifted from a bookstore, and they show that on the TV.
Oh, no. She shoplifted it? Well, that's one way to start a business,
right?
Oh, yeah, this is not going to, this doesn't bode well.
It doesn't bode well. No.
All right, we're going to watch it this weekend, and I'll talk to you, Marcia, after we watch it.
So now that was fun. I love dishing. But let's get to the trends. What do you see happening in social media marketing lately, especially what's new and what's changing so fast?
Well, you know, I don't believe that any one person can be an expert. I don't care who you are. And this is why I always source my information to what I consider to be good sources. Hmm. And there was a study in June of over 5,700 people in marketing, mostly from small business, and 67% who primarily market to consumers. And that's us, right? If you're selling on eBay, you're marketing to mostly consumers. Now, a lot of us think, Pinterest, what a great place for our stuff. Snapchat, fabulous. We snap pictures. And yet, of all these people, Snapchat and Pinterest were, they had no plans to utilize. And why? Because building an audience in social media is so much more important. Like, you have the account eBay for Business that does a great job and talks to people, right, and gets involved with people. I know several eBay sellers who have great social media feeds. They talk about everything from recipes to all kinds of things to engage their audience on Facebook and Twitter and, you know, even on Instagram. But they take, you know, maybe, like I say, one out of eight posts. They'll shoot up a picture of some of their new merchandise and say, what do you think? I just got this stuff in. Isn't it great? And she involves the social community in her sales. And these sellers are incredibly successful.
So you're a futurist.
No. I don't know what's for dinner, but I can tell you about marketing.
Do you cook every night? Yeah, you cook every night.
Yeah, me and Trader Joe's.
And you bring him. Yeah, I get it. I know you. So where do you think we're headed? You're a futurist. Where are we headed?
I think we're into a stronger e-commerce market. And I think eBay, despite marketing, eBay is on track to win. If eBay sellers can just get out there, spread the word, even in your listings, say the word, support small sellers. Because small sellers are the heart of eBay. Small sellers are the heart of the American economy. And it's time that people stop shopping the big box e-commerce stores, and you know who I mean, and started back to shopping on eBay. I know I had fallen away a little bit too, and now I'm getting back to eBay and having a great time.
Well, that's
finding
good
items.
Well, like still, you know, of course I'm still doing eBay radio, so I guess part of it may be just loyalty, but well, I go to eBay first, and one of the reasons besides the loyalty that I go to eBay first is truthfully I'd rather deal with a one seller than deal with a big corporation, and
well,
that's
exactly
just me.
When you're shopping on those big sites, they pit the sellers against each other to get traction on the site because everybody has the same item at a different price. And on eBay, you have a level playing field. Yes, I realize that search is specific, and sometimes you don't end up at the top. But if you become a top-rated seller, and you list your items, and you sell items, you're going to end up at the top in search, even if you're not the cheapest.
Mm. I like that.
Yeah. Hey, Marcia, what's the number one strategy you'd recommend to an eBay seller, a seller who wants to maximize their social media return on investment?
Just be there. It doesn't take, it will take you at least an hour a day. Go on social media. Search terms for the items you're selling. For example, if you sell golf equipment, search golf. See who's talking about golf. Comment on their conversations. I'm talking about Twitter specifically, which is the easiest social media platform to get in and out of. In Facebook, you can get stuck with long diatribes. In Twitter, you can find people who would buy your merchandise. And once you've established that relationship, you can start, hey, did you know I sell that stuff on eBay? Perfect, perfect marketing strategy.
Hmm.
So on a different note, let's see, we've found out the future. On a different note, how can sellers make tracking more secure when they ship?
Okay, tracking has become the rule of shipping any item. If you don't use a tracking number, now some sellers still ship out stuff without tracking numbers, and that's a huge mistake. Also, when you get your label and use a tracking number, look pitifully at your mailman when he picks up the packages and just say, please scan them. I mean, I've pulled out everything in the book. And Griff, you'll remember back in the day, we used to have stickers that said, scan me.
Oh, yeah, right, yeah.
Right? And yeah. Because a lot of times when the mail is picked up, they may not scan it. And
right.
If it is not scanned, it will not go into the eBay system to prove that you actually do ship within 24 hours like you say you do. I double check my items now because there have been some mistakes on my account. And I double check to be sure eBay knows that everything's been shipped at the appropriate time. So be sure whoever you hand your packages to, say, please, please scan my items and see that they scan them. Don't leave without it.
Makes sense.
Yeah, that's the most important thing.
And I should take a moment to say that if you do have a post office that doesn't scan your items or refuses to, send an email to me at griffithebay.com with the zip code and the station name. I'll forward it to Nate Hayward. He'll take care of it.
That's great. Yes, I have made a couple of complaints for people to the regional postmasters, too, because it's key. And they are partners in your business. And if you have a good letter carrier, it's, you know, treat them nice. I have a bottle of water for my letter carrier in this weather every day.
Are you still selling the earthquake stuff? Because, you know, the big one's going to happen any minute.
Yeah, I know. And every time you mention it, more and more people put it up for under cost. And they ship it with no tracking number. And, you know, I'm making a nickel on each one. I do have some other items, though, that I am selling. And you talk about dolling up your listings on items that you've been selling for a long time. Sometimes it becomes rote. Go back into your old listings. See why they're not selling or see why they are selling and accentuate more. Be sure, even though eBay wants you to abbreviate your listings, be sure you're giving all the facts. Be sure you're giving the customer all the reasons that they should buy from you specifically. If they have all the facts on the item, if it's a used item, say why you're selling it. Give a little personal thing to it. That is what sets aside eBay from the big box e-commerce stores.
Important question. Are you getting around all right with your poor broken foot?
I'm still broken, but I just got the air cast off.
Oh, good. You're on the mend. That's good to hear. Marcia, thanks so much. Marcia's website is coolebaytools.com. This segment was brought to you by Bubble Fast. Up next, it's Open Phones on eBay Radio.
Sharpen your selling skills. Register now for eBay Open 2017 at the MGM Grand in Las Vegas. Visit ebayopen2017.com now to register for the event and book your rooms. New technology, workshops and panels, and amazing networking events with great food. July 25th through the 28th at the MGM Grand Hotel in Las Vegas. Register and book your rooms at ebayopen2017.com. See you in Las Vegas, baby.
When it comes to shipping, efficiency is everything. You need a powerful tool that works with you to streamline the process. Endesha lets you purchase postage and print shipping labels right from the desktop of your PC or Mac. They offer the best possible USPS rates and help you build your brand with easy customization of your shipping labels. Endesha imports orders and shipping information directly from eBay. Then, post back tracking numbers so you and your customers can track packages at a glance. Endesha even offers delivery status notifications. And for those occasional returns, Endesha lets you create and print out return labels without paying for postage until a label is actually used. They also can automatically refund postage for unused labels. Try it free for 30 days at Endesha.com.
Here's an entrepreneurial tip to help you grow your business. Brought to you by Reply Manager, an inbound message management tool for eBay sellers.
To most people, modern appliances, tools, and technology are simply instruments of daily life. They don't think much about them one way or the other. On the other hand, entrepreneurs have been known to question, refine, and generally try to figure out ways to do or make stuff better. This is the part of the entrepreneurial spirit that makes progress happen. Even if you don't sell your systems or ideas to others and only use them to enhance your own success, you have that spirit. Like the new spreadsheet you made to better handle your inventory, or the bookkeeping system that's yours and yours alone. You are on the front lines of a revolution in shopping, and it's a privilege of being a small business owner in this century. Use your spirit wisely.
This entrepreneurial tip was brought to you by Reply Manager, an inbound message management tool for eBay sellers.
Internet sales tax, global trade, postal policies, and ownership rights are issues that impact your bottom line. eBay's government relations team has your back with eBay Main Street, giving you a voice on e-commerce legislation. 600,000 of your fellow e-commerce advocates have joined, and we need you. Sign up at ebaymainstreet.com/join. That's ebaymainstreet.com/join.
listen while you list.